I always love this experience of there's a whole nother world here to my right. So thanks so much, Chris, for asking me to be part of this, and I really thank you for being a champion, as I am of your work, as I think we all are here in Pittsburgh. That's what I love, is the collective feeling and appreciation that we all have for one another's work. And it's what brought me here, right? I think it was Timmons who said, I'm a messenger tonight. So yes, I'm a messenger. I have a few of these shirts. Poets, not pundits. I think it's the season for that, right? And so I think I have like an extra large and two larges and a medium up here. So just $5 a piece if somebody wants a long sleeve t-shirt. They're hard to find. Okay, so, okay. And also, you know, yeah, make America gay again. Right? In the full sense of the word, right? Okay, so, you know, when I think of summer, I think of road trips. And so we're gonna have a little brief road trip tonight. And I also think of certain hallmarks or anniversaries. A lot of them seem to sort of happen in the summer. And one is that yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Frank O'Hara's untimely death. He died in 1966. And what's so wild is there any poet who is more alive than Frank O'Hara, right? So, I thought I would read a poem that mentions him. I got a couple of them, but we're gonna start our little road trip in Pittsburgh. Can you guys all hear me? Okay, okay. And this was a poem that I think it was in the first iteration of the Pittsburgh Poetry Review. My heart emoji is full this morning for Sandra Lynn. I plunge into the thick summer of Frick Park, my inner O'Hara speed scanning the verdant landscape for image and detail. He would have loved Instagram and Twitter, though Frank would never opt for the wooded walk, and if he found himself here, would compare it unfavorably to Times Square. So might I, if that icon of hustle weren't now so tame and kiddified. But this morning, the real-time bodies and nodding heads I encounter in this city of steampunk and ruined wood transport me back to the affirming analog body language viral on the streets of 1970s New York. Unwittingly, this may be Pittsburgh's finest hour, and I have bumblingly scrolled my way here. This is what I know that Frank could not even imagine. Last night, Sandra, my ailing friend, took not her life, but her death. Breathed it in quietly, deliberately, not loud like Lady Day in newsprint headlines, but quick, clean, on my Facebook feed. Grace to live as variously as possible, and now die too. If only I could type as quickly and freely as Frank, get it all down in the space of my lunch hour. But there is no more lunch hour, nor counter to sit at amiably in shirt sleeves. There's only what follows on Facebook. A pic of Chris's car, anonymously rear-ended. He rants for revenge. It's only a bumper, replies Dan. Jeannie's weekly podcast pops up, wherein he extols the virtue of Conan O'Brien. Work hard, be kind. I suddenly want to blurt this to the large, slow woman pushing against gravity up the hill. You're never too old for recess, her t-shirt proclaims. So this summer, too, there's another anniversary, or a big one, and it's the 40th anniversary of the bicentennial. I know there's some people in the room that had to remember America's bicentennial, 1976, right? So this segment of our road trip takes us to New York City. And in this poem, there is mention of Quentin Crisp and his autobiography, The Naked Civil Servant. And for those of you who don't know Quentin Crisp, he was a fabulous gay icon in the 70s and a man who suffered terribly for being flamboyant before it was acceptable. He was even jailed for that. And they made a movie out of his autobiography, The Naked Civil Servant. I also mentioned the tall ships. I don't know if you remembered the year of the bicentennial, the tall ships. They came a-coming, right? Tar Beach Bicentennial. Small door opening onto flat asphalt, stockade fence wrapping around, wooden water towers in the foreground, shadowy New York City receding in the background. Running across three rooftops, Julie climbing over the fence, escaping her abusive lover one more time, dragging the TV up, sitting in beach chairs under stars, sirens, streetlights glare. John Hurt playing Quentin Crisp in The Naked Civil Servant, perfectly blowing our minds. All that he queerly flaunted, we didn't dare see within ourselves. Me warning Julie, don't go back, her tired crying. Bewildered young lives spinning under the airless summer night in discoing America, 1976, our bicentennial year. Waiting for morning, falling asleep, waking under hot sun, bodies leaning over the roof's edge, eyes westward past 9th, 10th, 11th Avenues, looking for the tall ships, full masts billowing up the Hudson into New York Harbor, just a glimpse, and they're gone. So we're going to end the road trip in L.A., Los Angeles, and this is a poem for my friends Don and Joan, who I know share that terrain with me. I'm a native Californian, and I go back to Los Angeles often. L.A., one block west of Crenshaw. On Ann Street, there's a Buddhist temple. Behind a drought-scourged lawn, high-wrought fence, its long, retreating facade, indistinct yet imposing. And green, watery tea-leaf green, what old infirmary walls might look like in late afternoon light. Anyone can walk in, says Anne. All are welcome. But why go inside? Why not stand right here? The sidewalk heaving pressure of heavy jacaranda roots. This once esteemed neighborhood, large houses of pink stucco, Spanish tiled roofs, constructing a perfectly ragged horizon for the blue billboards and two blue beyond. One block over and down at the Crenshaw on-ramp to the 10 West, Mr. Lovell's art installation, a crazy motorcycle contraption crafted of purloined shopping carts from nearby Ralph's, paired with a small, sorrowful hobby horse of dirty yellow fur. A banner proclaims, creativity has risen to a higher plateau. And if you pull over, Mr. Lovell smiles big. He knows you split second chose this over somewhere you think you're supposed to be. You've come for a story. I tell you, pilgrim, he begins, into the deepest corridors of your own creative mind, you must go. Thank you.